boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I can't have a roomie. I can't. I really can't have a roomie.
At home?
Oh, no, that one's fine. Well, here's the thing. God bless Neighbor Man. I don't know how he deals with my yapping butt.
I don't either.
4 hours a day is plenty.
She's like, please don't make the show longer. I can't do it.
That guy lives it day in and day out.
He does. No, but it's funny because people always are like, you know, why aren't you two? Fun fact, me and Taylor are not roomies here at work. And people always question us. But that was something that we said right at the beginning. News flash. I said it first, and she agreed with it. The reason why is because I knew I would yap my mouth off.
She's chatty.
I am.
We would have nothing left to say for this show,
we
honestly, because it would all be out on the table after an hour in the morning.
And I would get nothing done. They would walk past our office and be like, do these two fools even work? No. They yap. So I have a roomie right now for the time being, and that's Spencer from 1600 ESPN, Spencer on Sports. I don't know how he's dealing with me. I think he wants out. I can't help it. You put somebody next to me, I'm a rap. Pew, pew, pew.
See, this is exactly, you're just proving your point that you can't stop.
I just want to talk his ear off. You know, like an email comes in. I'm like, oh, Spencer gets the email. Or I'm like, oh, a text message comes in. I'm like, ah, oh, Spencer this. And Or I'm like, oh, how's sports life? He's like, I'm trying to research. Like,
I don't know because I haven't gotten to look at anything because you won't shut up today. Oh, how's he doing?
I don't know. Is he okay? Have you looked at him?
There's a little sadness in his eye, I will say. He's like, please help me.
Will you be roomies with her? And you're like, no.
He'll make it through, I swear.
Can I tell you, I am absolutely obsessed with watching Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Now, I've talked about this before.
You have.
But that was because we didn't really have a whole lot of video. It was mostly just photos, like them at restaurants or them on the beach. I'm obsessed with seeing those. Or at the wedding, when they were at the, I think it was cousin's wedding or something.
Yeah.
I love looking at those because I like to look at, how are they looking at each other? Are they in love? I can tell.
Yeah.
But with the new podcast that just dropped, the New Heights one, and she's on it. Oh my God. I couldn't just listen to it. I had to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the body language. Is he touching her thigh? Is she touching his hand or his thigh? And he had his arm wrapped around her. Mm-hmm. And the way she looks at him is, how is he looking at her? Just, I'm doing so much like research. I could honestly do like a PowerPoint presentation.
I know you could.
I just am obsessed with it.
A little creepy, but I get it.
I just love. Okay.
Oh, God.
And to me, they are like the it couple, the power couple.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to squeeze it.
If anything, I mean, if there were people who didn't believe it before being like, oh, it's for PR. Oh, it's just for the media. I feel like they proved it.
Go watch it.
With the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't watched the podcast, I did this morning. And yes, there's a lot of cutesy love moments. But there's actually a lot of really important information in it. So I have some notes. I'm going to run through the most needed to know points from the Taylor Swift New Heights episode. I'm going to break it down for you in Trending with Taylor in two songs.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
As predicted, the podcast episode with the Kelce brothers and Taylor Swift did break the internet last night. The stream, like as it was live premiering on YouTube, had a glitch. And because there were so many people.
Oh, no. Did people think that was something?
Oh, God, I'm sure. It was seriously a glitch because there were so many people watching. I got around to it this morning. It is a 2-hour podcast, which I don't think anybody expected with Taylor Swift. So there's a lot of information. Totally recommend you watch it, even if you're not the biggest Taylor fan, but like you don't ever get to see her talking so casually for that long.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it, we're going to fly through some of the highlights and you jump in if I'm missing anything because you watched it too. So a lot of information about how she bought her masters back. Obviously, she's super passionate about it. She talked about how that's not every artist's goal or dream, but that is something she's wanted for a long time. She's been saving up money. But she did have some rights without her masters, like picking what movies the songs were used for, where her music videos go and stuff like that. Obviously, she announced her 12th album.
I will say, when she was talking about the differences and then getting her albums back, she opens up about how the journey was to get the albums back.
Yeah.
That made me cry like a baby.
Oh my God. And her brother and her mom are the ones that went and had the meeting and got it done for her. So that's really crazy to hear about. She talks a lot about, obviously, the new album that she revealed on the show. And it's about the Eras Tour. She wrote it while on the Eras Tour, which is insane in itself. But not so much about the things that happened on stage, the things that happened after the lights were down when she was not on stage. So the cover of the album is her like in a bathtub, but she still has makeup and stuff on. She's like, that's what the end of my nights look like. I end up in a bathtub, washing my makeup off, soaking my feet after dancing for 4 hours in heels. She revealed the 12 song track list, one feature, that's Sabrina Carpenter. She did say there's no bonus songs.
Why?
This is it. There's not going to be a double album.
Okay.
There's not going to be a 13th. There's no specialty. She's like, it's perfect how it is. This is an album I've wanted to make for a really long time, and I'm not going to mess with it. So sorry to inform you. You're going to be stuck at 12.
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. And then
what I was a little bummed about, which everybody wants to know, was what was her workout like for the Eras Tour? I know she said she did cardio, but I need the details.
Yeah. She was doing the entire concert on a treadmill.
Yeah. I want more. I want to know what your diet was like, just because, I want to. I want to live the
time. I want to try to do that. It's insane. The biggest thing that I'm excited for, though, is that she revealed she worked with Max Martin on this album.
Oh.
And they together did a lot of her like iconic pop songs like Shake It Off, We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Okay, it's funny you say that because I had a gut feeling this album would be pop rock. I don't know why,
but
I do.
She's like, it's energetic, it's electric, it's everything that I was feeling.
Am I right?
It could be. I have a little rock leaning. It's definitely pop, though. And Travis himself said he's heard all 12 songs and that all 12 songs are bangers.
We trust that man.
I trust that man blindly.
Mm-hmm.
So outside of music, she did reveal she's obsessed with making sourdough bread right now and perfecting her sourdough recipe. And it's insane. I have never seen her talk so candidly for even, I feel like, a minute. So to watch 2 hours of it, I highly recommend you do it.
No, I was obsessed watching her.
How many times are you going to watch it?
I was going to ask, is it awkward if I watch it more than once? I really love, if I wasn't doing this job, I would be like one of those people that study people's body language. I love watching people's body language so much. So I was obsessed. I was hooked. I was almost like a stalker. I was watching every little thing she was doing with her body. That sounds weird, but just know that I love body language.
I think you just landed yourself on some sort of list saying that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
One of the other things that I took away from Taylor Swift being on a podcast with her mans, Travis Kelce, and Jason Kelce, is that she's a fantastic cook and baker.
I knew she does the chai cookies.
Uh-huh. We've seen some like viral moments of people talking about the things that she's made. But as she's off from the Eras Tour right now, she talked a lot about being into sourdough and trying new recipes and stuff like that. And something that Jason brought up was, oh my God, your Pop-Tarts. I don't think anything is ever going to top your homemade Pop-Tarts. And I remember hearing, it may have been a year or two ago, that when Travis Kelce was in training camp for the Chiefs, she had like sent a bunch of Pop-Tarts for him and his other teammates, I guess. And I'm like, God, I want to be known for something like that. Mm. How cool to be like, oh my God, regular Pop-Tarts are ruined because Taylor Swift's Pop-Tarts that she makes at home are so much better. I need to find something like that. And I don't even know where to begin.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's fun to have a thing like that, but it's also stressful. Because my thing is better than sex cake. I make a mean one. It is so good. People request it. That's the thing is like, I make it for work. I haven't made it in a really long time.
No.
Because we haven't like had a big function to make it. But I'll make it for like work or I'll make it for like a family function or whatever. But then it's like people will taste it and they're like, oh, that's so good. And then they request it on the side. Like, okay, for instance, on our sister station, X107.5, Chris Jackson was like, I'll pay you. I got a bro day. I don't know. He was going out with his bros.
And, I have questions.
And I do too. And he's like, I'll pay you if you make your cake. And I was like, all right.
Deal.
And so I made it and I made money off of it. But it's like also stressful because now I got.
No, I don't care. Oh. I will.
Then let me give you the recipe.
Well, no, I want my own thing.
Then we got to get you a cake. Or you. I feel like you'd be good at dips.
I do love a dip.
And you made one here one time, and it was very good.
I made a Mexican street corn dip.
See? It's very good. Dips.
Would you pay me for that?
Well, I don't pay. I just try to get free food all the time, so I don't.
Okay, you're not my clientele.
My boyfriend, Abraham, is celebrating his birthday on Monday. And I was talking to him last night. I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe I could take a day, you know, and I could spend it with you. Remember, we got a free day because we got 500 besties and those girls sweat squad. I was like, maybe I can use up my free day.
Yeah, cash it in.
Yeah. And we can hang out on your birthday. And he goes, I mean, like, you could.
Because he has the day off, right? He doesn't work on Mondays.
He doesn't work on Mondays. He said it like that. And I was like, okay. Well, what were you going to do? I was going to game all day. I was really looking forward. I'm going to do nothing but game all day.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd rather hang out with his bros and his whatever, his gaming, than with me on his birthday. Should I be offended?
Well, it's like, can you even really argue it? Because it's his birthday.
I know. I always try to make it about myself. That's like, the problem.
But yeah, I get it though, because it's like you're like, oh, well, it's your birthday. We got to make it special. We got to go out to dinner. We got to get you the cake.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't want that. They literally want to sit in front of the screen in the dark.
Stop it.
In their boxers.
Why do you got to be so simple? It's freaking annoying.
So you have to let him, I guess. I mean, that doesn't mean you couldn't take the day and just coexist with him, I guess. You better not bother him.
Can we talk about this? Like, they would rather, you know, game, fine, whatever. They're like, that's what I really want for my birthday. Don't get me anything. Just let me game. And I'm like, no, we are completely opposite as women. We want to have a day with you. Mm-hmm. We want to be spoiled. I mean, this thing starts at 8 a.m. and it goes until 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
The whole day is a celebration. Your celebration is gaming from noon until 2 a.m. Who wants to do that?
I'm like, I guess the most you could do is stay home if you wanted to.
Don't tell me I have to game.
No. Oh, my God. I would never.
Oh, yuck.
No, I think you could maybe decorate his computer area. That would be nice. He could wake up and go to immediately to game because that's all they care about and have some balloons there. And then maybe like you could be the food delivery for the day, like bring him lunch.
They don't really want their computer to be touched, so maybe don't decorate it.
Well, put it next to it. I don't know.
There, okay. But I do see, you know, being, like, bringing the food and bringing snacks and taking the dogs out so he doesn't have to stop the gaming for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think you could, like, enhance his gaming birthday experience. But knowing you, can you really leave him alone?
No. So maybe, the day is also about me.
Yeah, maybe you should come to work.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
This Taylor window update has a little bit of a different meaning today.
Because
I want to talk more about Taylor Swift.
Yes.
If that's okay. So we all know that she is releasing her album in October. October 3rd is the date to expect the life of a showgirl.
Was that when they asked? It was October 5th in Mean Girls. He asked me what day it was.
Is it October 3rd or
4th? I think it's October 3rd. Cool.
Off the top of my head. But I can't help but think, I'm looking outside right now, and I imagine this is like fall type weather. It makes me think of Taylor Swift's Red album. That is like the epitome of fall to me. I'm kind of hoping that this one also has fall vibes. We didn't really have a song of the summer. Hot take. Can we have a song of the fall? And that be Taylor Swift.
I'm really hoping it's the Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter one. Selfishly.
Well, the whole album is named that, you would think.
Okay, If you have never seen, I believe it was the 90, someone's going to correct me because I'm wrong, the 1989 tour, she would do a lot of her songs more of like rock.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that.
That's his fault to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I want to put a hoodie on and headbang.
Or a flannel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. So selfishly, that's what I want out of it.
Mm-hmm. Same. So it needs to be a pop rock album or just rock. I'm here for that too. Maybe. What if it's screamo? I'm just saying.
You know what?
I'm here
anything,
for that too.
Anything is possible.
It's really, really hard to impress anyone who's really 10 and under. Let's be quite honest.
They're brutally honest.
They are. But I'm pretty positive. I made those 10-year-olds and under jealous in my neighborhood yesterday.
I'd love to know how, because not going to lie, scared of you 10-year-olds.
Me too. I put little lights on my bicycle.
Wheels?
Wheels. So what they do is they're like these stick lights that glow up or flash. They could do whatever you, there's so many options, but you put it into the little like air pump, how you would normally pump up your tires. Mm-hmm. You put it in that, it kind of locks it in. So I don't know if air would come out or not, but it locks it in there and then you can turn the light on. So I was flashing the whole neighborhood.
Well, don't say that. Were you flashing the neighborhood?
You'll never know which one it was.
That is a sight I never want to see. I told you last week, I think, that my boyfriend Curly got the not so fun news of it's time to start looking for a new car. And I knew that was going to be a stressful process, because that's a lot of money to be spending. And now that the initial shock has kind of worn off, I guess, and he's like ready to start seriously looking, he's run into an issue. And that is, does he want to stay with like a small sporty car? Like
that's what he has right now.
Yeah. Or does he want something a little bit bigger, like a small SUV? Nothing mm-hmm. crazy, nothing huge, like a van or anything like that. But he's like, oh God, I keep seeing them everywhere. He's looking at a 4Runner. He's like, I think that would be really nice. It's like roomy, but it's not ginormous. Both of our cars would still fit in the garage. I measured to make sure that it would fit in the garage. It'd be nice to have a little bit of space. But then he's like, but I love the speed of a small car.
What is he, racing?
He is a little bit of a speed demon. I won't
really
lie, which I hate. So I'm like, okay,
maybe. So you're like, well then.
I'm like, maybe you should get the big car because grow up, buddy. There's no reason to be a speed demon at your age. And I'm like, I don't really know. Like, you got to kind of figure that out for yourself. I had the same thing when I was getting a new car. I'm like, do I stay with a small car? Do I get something bigger? And I'm happy with my choice, but I don't really know like how to help him out because he's gone so back and forth in a matter of like 4 days.
The only reason I think he should go big is if he got a truck, because that would be helpful.
A truck?
Well, wouldn't it be? We all think to ourselves, God, I wish I had a truck, or I wish I knew someone with a truck, right?
Yeah, like once a year when I move something.
So that's the only reason I would tell him to go big, because your car is already big. So what's the point of having two big cars, especially because you guys don't have a family?
Right.
So in my opinion, he should go small. Wouldn't it be nice to have a smaller car to drag around to longer places where maybe the gas mileage will be a little bit better?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think he should go smaller.
But you just said a truck.
I said if he does.
Oh.
The only reason I would go big is you got to go big.
If it's
that
a truck.
But otherwise, no, don't get like an SUV. No. You already basically have that. Don't do that. Don't have a repeated car. You should go small.
Yeah.
If I had any recommendations, can he get a fun one?
A fun one?
I'm talking like, I don't know, a Mercedes. Not Lamborghini. I know you can't afford that one. Respect.
I'm not sure about affording a Mercedes either. Who do you think we are?
A Mustang.
Would you like to donate to our GoFundMe for this?
I can afford a toy one. That's what I can afford for you. That's about it.
Same.
Something you should know about me is that I read into everything. People's body language. What people say. I read into it like you wouldn't believe.
It's a problem.
It is. So I read into my boyfriend's body language and what he was saying. probably a little too much this week, which had me thinking he's going to propose.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to know if you think it's happening or if you don't think it's happening, because I don't know still.
Okay.
First things first. It started with me telling him about our awesome show that we're going to have tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting live at Mode in Marion. And I was telling him about that. And I was like, I think what I'm going to do before the show, though, really just make it a girls' day, shopping. You and I are going to go have lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go get my nails done in the morning.
Yeah.
And then he kept clarifying and making sure he heard that I was going to get my nails done. He was like, so you're going to get your nails done? Then he said it again. So you're doing it on Fridays, though. You're going to get your nails done. And I'm like, why does he care that I'm getting my nails done? Unless he's doing it.
Okay.
Then number two, that same day and that night, my sister texted me and goes, do you have any plans for this weekend? She didn't want to ask me that.
What?
The only time we ever hang out is like for the holidays mostly.
I thought you were dog sitting for her.
Give me a second because we're going to get into that.
I can't take it down yet. Okay.
So I'm like, okay, so my mind starts wandering. That's the other problem. Not only do I read into what everybody says and their body language, my mind wanders way too far. It's ridiculous. So then I'm like, okay, what I think is going to happen is that he asked my sister, Caitlin, to be the cover. And so she asked if I had any plans this weekend. But really, she wants to hang out. You know, maybe she wants to go for brunch. She's going to tell me to dress really cute. But surprise, it's happening. That's what I thought, okay? However, then she asks me if I wanted dog babysit. So now I'm like, is it really still happening? Is it not happening? My mind can't make it up. Because I'm still stuck on why did he care about my nails?
Because you keep letting him choose the color. I thought.
That is true. He is going to pick the nail color.
It's been an ongoing bit of
So maybe
yours.
He's just like, when do I need to submit my color? Is maybe. That really what it was the whole time?
I mean, don't get mad at me. I'm not the one that's supposed to be proposing.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Going to a wedding as a single person can be sad. Oh, that could be me. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm so alone.
Mm-hmm.
Wah. But it also can be a good place to find a potential partner.
I always hoped for it.
Well, yeah, because depending on like who the wedding, if it's a family member or somebody you went to college with, chances are you don't know their partner's guests. So sometimes you never know. You might find somebody that it works out with. But it's also a little bit awkward if they like don't give you a plus one because obviously you're single and they just make a whole singles table because then it's kind of like, hey, everybody.
People do that?
Yeah, apparently they do. Hey, look over here. These guys are all alone. Like, that sucks.
I can't believe people do that.
People do that.
Oh, my God. Thank God I wasn't invited to one.
Yeah.
I would be crying. You know me. I'm too sensitive.
Right. There's a girl on TikTok, though, who has taken...
She was invited to one?
No. She was the bride. She wanted to take a different approach because she knows her friends and family very well and knew that they would get a kick out of this. So she made tonight's most eligible signs to put on desks or on tables.
I like that now.
So she took the people that she knew were coming alone because they didn't get plus ones. She knew for sure that they were single, whether it be her friends or older family members who like were divorced or something. She put their pictures on the sheet that she created on Canva like a queen and listed out all of the single people at the wedding so that there was no confusion. Like, did that person come with somebody? Oh, I think that guy's cool. Kind of hot, but I don't know if he came with a girl or not. So they all have these sheets of people who are single and ready to mingle in hopes that they could match make at their very own wedding.
I love this. The only concern I have is because, you know, you said that she looked to see if they had a plus one and then she knew that they were single. But did she ask if they're actually in the market to date? Because, you know, have you ever been single and you're like, I'm just doing me right now?
Yeah, but that's when you find people.
I know, but I would hate being put on blast and I was just trying to do me. You know what I'm
saying? Well, whatever. You would eat this up so much.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I know for a fact my boyfriend has learned a thing or two about storytelling. Because, you know, in school they would make you learn about this when you would have to write stories, right?
Yeah.
What's a good intro, a middle, an end, right? And even at speech class, they would tell you how to be a good storyteller. Like, give a lot of good details. Paint a picture for people.
Right.
I don't think he paid attention in school. Because last night, he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, this person said we're a really cute couple. I'm like, okay. Why? Like, that's cool. Why? Mm-hmm. What happened? Where was this? I have too many questions. And then he's just like, she just did. I'm like, you need to give more details. It drives me nuts that he does not, like, paint a picture, give more details. He just says that. Is that every man? I don't know, but it's definitely him. I'm like, you've got to tell a story. I want to know. I want you to start it with, well, I started my day with clocking in, and then I saw my favorite person, and we started talking, and that's what she told me, we're a cute couple. I need the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just say we're a cute couple.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you?
That's because that's how you tell stories.
Yeah, I want it repeated.
Which I think you've said before that it drives him nuts how you tell your story.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes he's like, can you just get to
get
the point?
To the point?
Or sometimes when I'm telling a story to somebody else, he's like, that point was not important to say.
Right. So I think the only solution to this is that you have him under 24-hour surveillance, because that man is never, ever, ever, ever going to.
I love this.
Like, he needs to wear a Ring doorbell on his forehead.
Oh, my God, yes.
That is the only way you're going to get all of your answers, because men don't care.
Oh, my God. I need this. Or like a GoPro, but it's like for the chest area.
Yeah.
I need it. Or like the cop ones. You know, like how cops
have a body cam?
I need him to have a body cam.
Cedar Rapids Police Department, do you have any extra?
Mm-hmm. I would like you to propose this when you get home and let us know what he says. I was not feeling great last night. And I realized that my boyfriend, Curly, always kind of has the same response. Because I'm like laying on the couch. We had already had
dinner. I swear, if it's the same that I get.
Well, I need to make it known that I don't feel good. So I'm like, I don't feel good. Because I really didn't. I feel like nauseous, like the type where you're almost like, if I move, something's coming up. So I had to let him know, I don't feel good. Oh, I don't feel good. First question is, what do you need? I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know what I need. Do you want me to refill your water is question two.
Oh my God, yours are better.
And then number three is, I'll do the cat litter tonight. Every
You're
time.
You're a princess.
I mean, I'm not complaining at all. Those are the three things every single time. I'm like, well.
Girl, I'd be fake sicking all the time.
If I can't. I mean, he can't help me feel better in any other way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, okay. I mean, I can rely on him. That because if I would have had done litter last night, it would have been over for everybody. So I'm like, you know what? That's a pretty good three.
Yeah, that's better. If I go, oh, I'm sick. He goes, hi, sick. I'm neighbor man.
My God.
What a dad joke.
Yeah.
Of course, then he'll be like, what can I help you with? But otherwise, it's a dad joke and I can't stand it.
Yeah, mine's better. Sorry.
Yeah, can I go date your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Tonight, we're talking about fake sleeping. We've all done it. My favorite time was like when you were a kid.
In the car?
Yeah, just to get your parents to carry you in the house.
Oh, yeah.
The best feeling ever.
Oh, yeah. For
Thanks.
Sure.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Well, we're going to talk about fake sleeping. Tonight's trivia question. 14% of people have faked being asleep to avoid doing this. What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. Maybe it's something you've done before.
I'm a fake sleeper all the time.
Really?
What?
You're a really bad actor.
I know. You know, yes, I am. So I used to do this a lot when I was a kid. like to avoid. My dad would always clean on Sundays. Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
And so I didn't want to help. Mm-hmm. And so I'd be laying in bed and he'd come in. He goes, I know you're not sleeping. And I think it's because my eyes move a lot.
Maybe.
Like my eyeballs are underneath. So they're making my eyelids like twitch or something.
Yeah. Maybe you're peeking out of one eye a little bit.
I think he's coming. Shut it.
Yeah.
14% of people have faked being asleep to avoid doing this. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. 14% of people have faked being asleep to avoid doing this. What is it?
Liars.
Pans on fire.
Fakers. You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But
we
so
only
far,
want the fakers to text us. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, what did you fake? Let us know. text us. By the way, you still have plenty of time. So far, though, 0782 said to avoid cleaning.
0782. I'm telling you, that's what I did as a kid.
There's one thing I will not buy, and that's somebody sleeping through a vacuum.
Oh, I did.
You're
I
was a like, liar.
I did. I was like, oh, yeah, that's the sound of sleeping right there. Oh, yeah, I can sleep through that.
No, I don't buy it. I will vacuum.
That's why my dad would come and be like, I know you ain't sleeping.
No, you have
to clean your bedroom.
Seriously, they would have to be the deepest sleep I've ever even seen.
I swear, I sleep really hard.
Yeah, no, I bet.
6714 said to avoid talking to the person they share the bed with. Well, that's awkward.
I just know that's about you. Is that another man?
Well, hang on now.
Because you say all the time that you get your most chatty.
I do.
When he's really trying to sleep.
When I'm really, really tired is where I'm like, let me tell you about my day. So Taylor and I went to lunch and she ordered a number 8 and add extra pickles. And then he's like, I don't
care what Taylor ordered. Am I dating her? He's pretending to sleep.
Do I even care what you ordered?
At that point, no. He just wants to go to bed. 3225 said to avoid visiting with guests in your home. Me. You never done that?
No. That's at Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Or like when your weird Aunt Trudy comes over and you're like, Mom, tell her I'm asleep. Please.
Or when that's what you did all the time as a kid, where your mom would be like, Taylor, Emily's over here to play. You're like, I'm sleeping, Mom. Yeah. I'm sleeping. I don't like Emily.
I've even, like, with my boyfriend Curly, if he, like, has a guy friend over to, like, watch football, I'll be like, I'm going to shut myself in my room upstairs. Just tell everybody I'm sleeping. We don't need to chat. I don't need to see him. I'm asleep.
Well, at that point, they're going to think you don't even exist.
That's okay. Do I even? I don't know.
Does he even have a girlfriend? I've never seen her. She's always asleep.
I'm still wondering that too. I don't know.
14% of people have faked being asleep to avoid doing this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs.
Can we just fake being asleep at work sometimes?
Can we? Is that? I think that's frowned upon, probably.
No, we'd probably get in trouble. But that would get us out of so many meetings.
I'd love to sleep through a meeting.
Girl, can we do it tomorrow?
Probably, yeah. I could probably make that happen.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
This one goes out to the fakers.
Yeah.
The liars.
And the cheats.
Yeah.
This one's for you.
The question tonight. 14% of people have faked being asleep to avoid this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
changing a diaper. I had to do a dramatic pause because if you have a newborn in the home, I can only imagine how mad you are right now.
I can't. I don't know. I think most people that I've ever talked to with a child, a baby, a beautiful source of life, they take turns, is the general consensus.
I would hope you would.
Throughout the night. But if, ooh, I'd get mad.
You don't even have a kid, you're
mad. No, but I feel it in my loins where the child would grow. The anger is already there.
She's mad for you. Just know that she don't got a kid, and she's very mad she's doing it for you.
So when you yell at them at 3 a.m.
She feels it.
Think of me. She gets a kick with you. Yeah, I do.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.